Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I've got a very special guest. This is a guy that really has done a lot of things in his life. He has done a lot of things when it comes to helping other people. He's done a lot of things with his own personal life, advancing his own personal finances. And I'll tell you what, I met this guy about 2 years ago, and you know, there was something special about this guy. There really was. There was this whole attitude of, I can do whatever I put my mind to. And you know, I have to bring Peter on the show because I can spend all morning, actually it's afternoon, but I could spend all afternoon talking about the great things about this guy. But I think once you hear him, you're going to realize this guy has got it going on. So Peter, come on the show. Let's just have a great conversation and let's talk about real estate. Let's talk about successes in real estate. Let's talk about everything that's on our minds. Are you there?
I am. Thank you for the generous and nice words. I appreciate it. Now maybe I'd be blushing a little, you know.
I know you're blushing. You know, you can't hide it from me.
Oh, well.
Did I catch you blushing?
I mean, I feel like I haven't talked to you in forever. So I'm glad
it's been a while.
Come on.
Yeah, you know, you've got such an interesting story, and you know, your drive to succeed, I think, is just a message that people need to hear, especially in this whole coronavirus era. You know, it's this stuff has just been messing with our lives. It's been messing with everything that we do. You know, you and I were talking about, you know, at the beginning of the show, we long for human contact. I mean, I think we've just been cooped up too long. What do you think?
Yeah, I have to agree. And on the other side of my office walls, I have two seniors and a junior in high school, my teenage kids. And when those teenage kids are doing online schooling and they come to you at lunchtime and they're like, Dad, we wish we could go to school. That's when you know, because if you've got teenage kids that are begging you to go to high school, you have been cooped up way too long.
Yeah.
Lord knows I never said I wish I could go to school.
Yeah. And I bet a year ago they weren't complaining like that, were they?
Oh, God. A year ago it was the opposite. It was like, Dad, do I really have to go today? This lady never teaches me anything. Yeah, it's crazy.
Go ahead.
I look at the coronavirus kind of exactly like I look at when I had my accident. I you know, unfortunately broke my neck. And my whole world changed overnight. And that's kind of what happened to the world when the coronavirus came. We went from, you know, an amazing, great economy and everything was just plowing forward and everybody was more or less happy, and you know, there weren't any huge concerns in the world. And the next thing you know, we're locked in our houses and not going out without a mask and worrying if our neighbor was going to pass away because, you know, she was at high risk and she was 75. And you haven't heard from her for a day. So, you know, it's very similar to me. And the way I handled my accident was you can either just give up and feel sorry for yourself and be isolated, or you can march forward with everything that you've got and learn to adapt to your new situation. And, I kind of feel that's what we've done with Lifestyles, because we went from, I would have meetings once a month, you know, either at a restaurant or down at the office, or sometimes I'd rent out the ballpark. And we would meet and socialize and hang out, and we'd, of course, learn and talk about real estate. But it was that social aspect that was great. Well, I kind of tried to turn that into these virtual meetings that I have, and now I'm trying something even new where I break them up into small groups for 45 minutes beforehand before we go into the large groups where we learn stuff, just to give people and members the opportunity to socialize. And so, you know, I think that's important that as a group, we've learned to adapt to this. It's not just an educational system. We've become friends. And we, like you said, we long for that human touch and communication.
Yeah, we absolutely do. And I think you're spot on. You know, it dawned on me, you and I know each other pretty well, and we just got into a conversation. We forgot to tell the audience that, you know, you did have an accident, you did break your neck, and that has changed your physical structure of your life and what you can and cannot do. And we also forgot to tell them that, you know, you are one of the guys that basically raised his hand and said, I would like to be an ambassador for my area in Phoenix, Arizona. And I'll tell you what, when it comes to all the ambassadors that we have across the nation, and we've got some great ones out there, I think we've got over 50 based on the list I saw the other day. You know, you're the guy that stands out because you're always on the leading edge. You're always looking for the next potential way to make that member's experience so much better. And I gotta give you a high five for that, because you know what you're doing is amazing. And I was looking at the Lifestyles Unlimited calendar, and I was scrolling through it before the show, and I noticed that you did have a meetup scheduled for September 14th. So do you have a lot of people that are planning to be there?
Yes, that is one of the meetups that kind of I split in half, and it's a new thing that I'm about to try. You know, I can't take credit for setting up the system, but I just had an idea. I went to a lifestyles class where it was on negotiation, and if we broke up into small groups, and I thought this would be good if we could break up into small groups and just socialize for a few minutes before we learned. And right now, I've already got 5 rooms filled up.
Wow. Hold that thought, Peter. We're going to break, and we come back more from Peter after this.
Del Wamsley on Having a Plan.
The year I got cancer and could not work for 8 months, I lost 50 pounds. I want to tell you that I made $4 million that year. I made more that year than any year I'd ever made previous to that in my life. And I'm not telling you that to impress you. I'm telling you that to impress upon you. I didn't go to work for 8 months. That's a plan.
Create your plan at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So Peter and I were talking a little bit about, you know, some of the things that he is doing in his part of the world. He lives in Phoenix, and he's a Lifestyles Unlimited member. He's also one of our ambassadors. He's one of the first guys to raise his hand and say, you know what, I want to help other people to succeed. And, you know, he's just taken the bull by the horns, and he has forced it to go wherever he has desired it to go. And Let me share with you a quote from Peter. I think this is very telling of not only his character, but the character of the people that he surrounds himself with in Lifestyles Unlimited. He says this: "We have always strived to have the best product for the best price. We are not slumlords. In situations like COVID, you see news stories about landlords threatening people to get them to pay rent. We know better than that. Look at it like a partnership. When you've done the proper screening, you know the people in your places are good, hard-working people. Driving these people out when their hardship is something you wouldn't want done to your family. So reaching out and finding out who is struggling and informing them about the systems and resources available to them to support them during the crisis is important. This builds stronger communities. I know we say that it's not the money, and especially right now, it's not. It's about hardworking people getting through this together. It's not just the mentors that teach this. We all help each other. Wow. Peter, I'll tell you what, man. You ought to write a book.
Yeah. Thank you very much. That was some background on that. I was talking about the systems that Lifestyles helped us set up, because when this crisis hit and things started happening where the government was helping both businesses and people out, and you heard about these rent strikes and landlords were being made to look like the bad people. And granted, some of them were. Some of them were actually threatening people to evict them or turn off their power, ridiculous stuff. That's not the right way to act as a person. And much less in business. And what happened was Lifestyles got together and had these educational systems that taught us different things that we could do to help out our tenants, because in the end, that's what you need. You need a partnership where your tenants pay rent and you give them a nice, safe place to live. And when they don't have the information or the tools to get the help that they need, and you have that information, you just have your staff or you reach out and you share with them what they can do to survive. And that makes a stronger community, and that's exactly what everyone wants. And in the end, everyone profits from that. They continue to get to live in a nice, safe place. The rent gets paid for you, and it's win-win. And that's the way life is supposed to be. An example of that was just the other day, I got an email from a lead. I didn't ask him, so I won't use his name, but he's leading a deal in Phoenix, and it was explaining that in Arizona, you can get $300 subsidized a week to your unemployment from an executive order that was signed, and it was changed a little bit, and the states didn't have to chip in the $100, and it didn't hit the media because it wasn't popular. But it still exists. So that lead gave me the information. I spread the word, and it's for your tenants to be able to survive. And you get that word out to your tenants, and their family gets to eat a little bit better. They get to buy their kids clothes. They pay rent. They make their car payment. They can look for another job because they didn't lose their car. I mean, it's win-win. So that's what Lifestyles has taught us. Best product, best price, you provide a safe place to live, and everybody wins.
Yeah, I could not have said that better myself. I'm in a complete agreement with you. I mean, I've had situations in some of my single-family properties where I had two people lose their jobs when COVID kicked off. And, you know, it really was... It was a situation where I had to sit down with them and say, hey, what does the path forward look like for you? And we just kind of talked it out. And you know what? Those guys have been incredible residents. They really have. I mean, they have gone out. They've taken jobs that, you know, well, in the case of one of them, he was let go pretty much immediately after COVID hit. And he went out and took not one, but two jobs, basically stocking shelves in two different grocery stores in order to make ends meet. The guy's working like crazy hours, but he is doing what he needs to do for his family. And, you know, somebody like that, from my perspective, really needs to be understood and, you know, tells me that I did a great job selecting the right person for that particular property.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, I know that, because I know your background, that you did a little bit of real estate before you were in Lifestyles, and I also would buy a single-family home or two before I got hurt, before I knew about Lifestyles. And I did it all the wrong way. And once I got to Lifestyles, I look back on it, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I could have made so much more money because I knew the right way to do it. I have a mentor. I have a map of the right way to get things done. And it kind of makes me laugh. I didn't end up losing money on the deal because real estate's pretty forgiving, but I could have made so much more money because I just didn't understand the system.
Yeah, it's, you know, I like to use the term, I was stuck on stupid. I don't know if it was really stupid. Well, I guess it was kind of stupid because I didn't know. I didn't know what the path forward in real estate really should look like before lifestyles. You know, I was taking advice from people that, you know, had no great experience to share. And I was just going willy-nilly into it thinking, well, real estate is the way to go. I mean, was that kind of where you were coming from too?
Yeah, that was exactly it. I thought to myself, you know, when I was young, my dad had worked construction, so I kind of learned that when I was young with little side jobs. And I thought, you know, if I owned one of these houses, then somebody would have to pay me. But that was the extent of what I thought I knew. And so I bought this house and I put a ridiculous amount of money down on it, and I would just, I worked as a critical care nurse on my days off. I would go over there and fix up the house, and I spent all my time working over there. And so I basically just bought myself another job, and I tied up so much money in equity, I just didn't know what I was doing. But I like to explain to people, the mentors and lifestyles are so much more than somebody you call up and say, hey, I got this problem, can you help me out? I mean, they do that very well. But even better is they kind of guide you down the road so you don't fall in the hole, because it's easier to get somebody to step around a hole than it is to lift them out of the one they already got into. So,
yeah, I agree 100% with you there. Hold that thought, Peter. We're going to get to that when we come back from break. And we're also going to talk about, man, you sent me a list of all these properties you've acquired since I talked to you last. Amazing.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So my guest, Peter, has been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited for right around four and a half years. And I'll tell you what, he's been doing some great things with his personal investing. And that's what we're going to talk about in this segment, is we're going to get into, you know, the... well, the velocity that he's created with his real estate investing. So Peter, tell me about those first properties that you acquired once you became a Lifestyles Unlimited member. What kind of properties were they, and what kind of returns did they provide for you?
Okay, so like I mentioned earlier, I had a couple single family homes that I had done all wrong, and I ended up buying a couple more single-family homes after I learned the Lifestyles way, and they were doing very well. Probably, I would say they were kicking out about 7-8%, and I was cash-on-cash returns annualized, and I was very happy with that. And I started thinking, well, if that's working, maybe the passive deals would work with the multifamily. And I had finished the education on that, and so I sold the two houses that I own that I bought before Lifestyles, and I took that money and I invested it in part of it in Sacramento, California. There was a couple leads up there that it started doing deals before rent controls. And if you guys follow real estate and you heard me say Sacramento and California together, and I'm sure you were a little scared, but the lead was awesome. It was actually right outside the actual city and in the county, so the rent controls didn't affect us. We ended up selling it after 2 years for 53% cash on cash gain. And I rolled that money with the same lead into a deal in Mesa, Arizona, which is just starting to pay dividends right now. We just closed on it a little bit ago. But I also, at the same time, One of the real estate people that I knew came to me with off-market single-family home, and I kind of couldn't pass up the deal, so I bought that. And right around that same time, I cash out refied the first house I had ever bought the Lifestyles way, and I took out more than 100% of the money that I had put into that home. So basically, the home is free to me now, and it still pays $300 a month cash to me every month in rent. So it has infinite returns at this point. But my point about that was I took that money and I rolled it into this other house that the same real estate person a couple months later brought me another off-market deal, because that's what tends to happen. Once you start showing people that you are serious, the deals kind of come to you rather than you going to look for them. And that deal, I ended up buying a house with a tenant in it from an investor that got super spooked when COVID came and sold it below market with a tenant in it, paying rent probably, I didn't do the numbers on it, but I think it was probably paying around 8% when I bought it, cash on cash return. And I was totally happy with that. And after a few months, the tenant needed to move for a job transfer to another state. And they moved, and I was oh so nervous about renting it during COVID. And before I even put it on the market, but just through word of mouth, I ended up getting $150 more a month in rent. And it's returning, I think, over 11% cash on cash. So that's kind of the direction that I've been going. I also, from selling those single-family homes, the original ones, I ended up investing in Atlanta, two different complexes down there, in passive deals, which is great because they call it mailbox money, but you don't really go to the mailbox anymore. You just... what is it called? ACH money now, I guess. It just transfers into your checking account, which is, you know, nice because then you don't have to go to the bank.
Yeah, it's real nice.
And I still can't get over passive income like that. I mean, I understand passive income from the rental homes, but, man, literally you get educated, you figure out the numbers, you evaluate the deals to see if there's something that you agree with, and then you read reports once a month. I mean, I guess if that's work, then sign me up.
Yeah, you're hired, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Let me dovetail on you real quick, because you made a very good point that I think gets lost on folks. How much time do you spend on your real estate business? I mean, you can answer hours per day, you could answer hours per week, maybe hours per month. How much time do you really spend on your real estate business?
So I volunteer for Lifestyles and do stuff for them as an ambassador. So if we don't actually count that stuff that I do, because I just do that because passion for helping people, I might spend 4 hours, 5 hours a month, unless I'm turning over a rent house once a year. And then generally on each rent house, I'll have to spend maybe 2.5 to 4.5 hours, depending on, you know, what maintenance needs to be done. But if you stay ahead of your maintenance and you, I'm not a slumlord and we're taught best product, best price, and that gets you the best tenants. You know, they are hardworking people that don't tear your houses up. And when they leave, they get their deposit back, and you go in and clean the house and do whatever maintenance that you need to do on your annual basis. And then you don't get the phone calls in the middle of the night. So, you know, really, not that much. Maybe, you know, if I said 10 hours, it would be an exaggeration.
Wow. So, and if you actually sat down and put, you know, pencil to paper and figured out how much money you're bringing in, well, I know you know the answer to this, but how much money you're bringing in on a monthly basis, and you divide it by, oh, let's go with that 10 hours. I mean, your hourly rate is pretty incredible, is it not?
Yeah, that would be insane. I mean, if you could, you know, if you wanted to extrapolate that to 40 hours a week, you know, you would be in a tax bracket that you don't want to be in. And that's another great thing about real estate is that, you know, you follow the IRS rules and you do what Lifestyles teaches you. And, you know, you really don't pay taxes because you defer, then die. And everything resets and your family can do the same thing. So, you know, that's another way that we make money in real estate.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. You know, on yesterday's show, I talked a little bit. I probably bored the audience a little bit because I got a little into the, I put my professor cap on and got into that higher level stuff. But, you know, if you really sit down and you take a look at what your properties are producing for you, and then you write off that depreciation expense that the IRS expects you to take anyway, what is left over is a very, very small amount that would be considered taxable income. And then when you compare that to what your standard deductions are, I mean, that's kind of the reality of not paying any taxes. Would you agree?
You know, I agree 100%. And I, you know, I'm not bragging or anything. I'm just saying that I think I have paid taxes once in the last, since I started joining Lifestyles, and it was a minuscule amount.
That's awesome. Hey, we're going to go to break, Peter, and when we come back, what I'd like to do is I'd like to kind of get into what's going on in that Phoenix market. I want some insider information, and you're going to get it from Peter right after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. You know, I'm a little sad because I've only got one segment left, and anytime I get a chance to hang out with Peter, it just brightens my day. I mean, he's just one of those guys that's so positive and so full of energy that in spite of how I'm feeling, I can't help feel uplifted by this guy. And you know what? When you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and you get the opportunity to meet Peter, maybe it's you go to a Phoenix meetup, or maybe you go to Expo and he happens to be our keynote speaker. However you get a chance to meet Peter, you're going to get the same impression that I got, that this guy is just genuine, this guy cares about people, and more importantly, he is giving back to the Lifestyles Unlimited community. So Peter, I just got to give you that resounding high five, because I mean, you're one of my heroes in my life, and I appreciate your being in my life. But that's not what I want to talk about right now. What I want to do is I want to get some of your insider information as to what is going on in that red hot Phoenix market. What are you seeing?
Yeah, it's crazy. So I know Phoenix was known for the real estate crash, you know, back in 06. Everybody lived through it. And the thing that changed about Phoenix is in the last 4 years or so, we have had a governor that is very, very pro-business, and he has gone out and recruited huge companies' headquarters to come to the Phoenix area, bringing tons of high-paying jobs. And the valley is just growing by leaps and bounds. And it's not stuck in the real estate industry like it was during the crash. So what I mean by that is when different markets fluctuate, if you have different labor forces, then your city tends to not feel the huge waves. I don't want to pick on Houston, but Houston and the way it was 10 years ago with oil. If the oil market fluctuates, the Houston, everything fluctuated. That's the way Phoenix was, but it's not that way anymore. So fast forward to today, and the coronavirus hits, and it's like everyone, I'm going to first talk about the single family market. It was like everyone stopped swimming. Everyone just paused for a second and treaded water. And it's like there weren't any new houses on the market, and there weren't any deals going on. It was the weirdest thing. The deal flow was just almost nothing. And then a couple weeks ago, all of a sudden, you would see a house go on the market, and it would just be snapped up. And it's not crazy snapped up like the real estate frenzy where they were, you know, in one day bidding 50 grand above asking price. But it's going at asking price or maybe a little bit above if it's a reasonable property. And you get one or two or sometimes even three offers. And it's like someone just turned the light switch back on and everyone was like, all right, we're back in business. And I have seen this over and over again in the single family market right now. So I'm very encouraged by that. If the numbers stay low and the trends are evaluated, I think at the end of this next week, for kids to go back to school and everyone feels that it's safe, I feel that that will then encourage the businesses to open. And I can't see anything but good things, you know, barring another third wave, God forbid. But I just see positive things in this market.
What are you seeing in the multifamily space?
So in the multifamily space, I have been talking to several leads in the last 3 weeks. And actually, I'm having one of them speak at that upcoming meeting. And they are looking for properties. And they are kind of seeing the same thing. They get into the offering process, and there seems to be quite a few people in that process, and they are being evaluated and almost like interviewed with their offers to find the best person to buy these properties. And, you know, our leads are educated, and they're not going to overbid on something. And so sometimes they have to walk away from what originally was a good deal because people are spending crazy money on it. But other times they're getting properties that are in reasonable shape for good deals. Again, I feel like the light switch has been, if there was a dimmer, I'd say it's 60 to 70% back on.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you. I'm getting that same kind of feedback from the people I talk to also.
I'm really encouraged by this. I feel like the general feeling, just in public, not just in real estate, is okay. Let's try to get back to our new normal. Like I'm ready to be productive, and I'm ready to get going, and I'm ready to earn a living and do the normal life kind of things. If I have to wear a mask, I have to wear a mask. But let's be safe and get moving. And I think that's a real positive human thing. And Lifestyles has done a lot to educate its single family and multifamily members on how to deal with Corona and how to deal with our tenants and our buildings and playgrounds and that kind of thing. And it's really been a blessing in this crisis time. And I don't think that's anything that you would find anywhere on any internet sensation, real estate guru type of thing. It's way beyond that. It's a community that has grown and gives back to each other to make sure that everybody in the community is taking care of business. And that's just the way that we've learned from the map.
Yeah. I mean, you're spot on. I could not have said it any better myself. Apparently I'm getting random calls on my phone. I apologize for that. Let me ask you a very personal question, if I may.
Sure.
How has real estate investing changed your life?
Well, so after I broke my neck, and then several other negative events happened in my life, I ended up getting divorced, so now I'm a single dad of three kids, and my personal mentor, as well as the medical mentor, the person I ran cath labs for and stuff, died in a plane crash. And so I had a bad couple of years. And once I looked around and I figured, okay, I have this stack of money that I've saved and it's going down and the bills are going up and kids don't get cheaper as they get older. I found Lifestyles, and after a good amount of skepticism, I joined, and all of a sudden, I wasn't worried about the stack of money because I started to have passive income. And I figured out that it isn't about how big a pile of money I could build. It was about getting passive income so that my family and myself didn't go from one standard of living to absolute destitution. I don't even know if that's a word, but we didn't become destitute because the medical bills took over or anything like that. It literally saved our lives. I mean, that's what I owe to Lifestyles. And I know that's an awfully big statement and people might think it's an exaggeration, but it's the way that it happened. And that's why I don't mind giving back.
And give back, you do. You give back like tenfold. I mean, I know a lot of people that know you personally, and you know they're very thankful that you're in their lives because you provide, you know, that little spark we all need it from time to time. And you know, I just got to say thank you for being who you are.
Yeah, I appreciate it, and you know, it feels good to have people say that, but it's my honor to help people. I mean, I was a nurse before I broke my neck, and I always enjoyed helping people, and for a while I thought that opportunity was gone, and now I found it again through real estate. I also do some mentoring to spinal cord injury patients and their families, and like you said, I do some speaking at different churches, and I spoke at the expo, and it's just something I enjoy doing because everyone needs a hand at some point. This is definitely a team effort. Life is too short to try to power through it all on your own.
Yeah, great advice. I mean, you're spot on. Real estate is a team sport. Life in general is a team sport. You have to surround yourself with the right people that can provide you the right influences and the right knowledge bases so that you can move forward correctly. Well, Peter, we're at the end of the show, and I'll tell you what, the time just flew. It is such a pleasure to have you on the show. I'm looking forward to the next time we get to talk. And for those of you out there that are trying to figure out how do you get on a different glide path, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. That'll get you started. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.